Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. It's a beautiful evening. So happy to be doing this. We love the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. This is a preview for an event they have coming up. The epic masterpiece of a movie. It does not matter if you say you've seen it. The Godfather. This is going to be The Godfather with an orchestra, symphony orchestra, whatever you want to call it. Everybody has a different name. Orchestral performance. I'm going to tell you just first the day and time because you got to write this down. Saturday the 1st at 1 and 7:30 p.m. Again, this is a three-hour movie. I'm not sure when the intermission will be for the Pacific Symphony, which is part of the other concert hall at Segerstrom. We saw Indiana Jones, and there was an intermission about halfway through, so I'm assuming they'll do the same. One thing I want to say is this is an amazing experience. My mother, who will be our other co-producer, co-executive producer, will be attending this and reviewing it and reviewing the event and the music for us and for you guys. We had the good fortune to see Raiders of the Lost Ark. But my mother saw Charlie Chaplin's City Lights with the live orchestra. And that is, you know, again, the whole movie was music. Now, when I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark at Irvine Amphitheater, it's different. Of course, outdoor, no acoustics, but it was so amazing to see John Williams' score. This score originally is... Nino Rota's, which for you film fans out there, Godfather 2, the score was actually done by Carmine Coppola, who is Francis Ford Coppola's daughter. So for you film history lovers, it made for the first family, and there ended up being two, where a grandfather, son, and then granddaughter or grandson have won Oscars. And Carmine Coppola won an Oscar for his score of Godfather 2. Of course, Francis Ford Coppola won a few Oscars for Godfather 2. And Sofia Coppola won for Lost in Translation. We want to make this fun. This is Talking Pictures, but it's music. It's also about giving promotion to the arts. For any of you new listeners out there, we love the arts. We love covering these events. Segerstrom has had us plays and just all kinds of different music, introduce us to so many different musicians. And so with The Godfather, of course, for those of you that haven't seen it, because there is people that haven't seen it, we have to remember that it's going on it came out in 72, so it's going on 42 years. So this could be a movie that the younger people haven't seen. And if you have not seen this movie, this needs to be your first time. I cannot imagine how cool it'd be to see this. You will see a young Diane Keaton. This movie made everybody. Diane Keaton, Oscar winner for Annie Hall. Al Pacino, Oscar winner, Scent of a Woman. Marlon Brando won the Oscar for this. Film history buffs out there, big scandal around his speech. Check it out if you're into film history. James Caan, Oscar nominee Robert Duvall. I think James Caan was nominated for this as well. The great John Cazale, who plays Fredo. John Cazale did 5 movies, and they all got Best Picture nominations. He's the only actor where his entire career, every film he was in, got nominated for the biggest award. So I'm just giving you guys some fun film facts so you can know that this event is just, it's music, it's art, it's history, it's people, it's life. It's stunning performances. The one thing that I want to warn you of, and it's not bad, but it's because we live in this perfect Bose headphones, surround sound, 8 speakers in our house. If you're not a filmmaker, you're not aware that when they make a movie, the tracks are different of the music, the dialogue, if someone puts a glass down, it's called a sink effect. Sometimes they record footsteps. So one thing that is a little bit different is because the music is live, it really will, the first time, just for a few seconds, draw attention to, say, a machine gun scene will sound completely different. It won't sound bad. It will not take from the experience, but it will be different. But it's because we're here for the music and to, I mean, this is such a masterpiece of a film. This is a film that Steven Spielberg said, I've never made a film as good as The Godfather. I never will, and I'd never try. So if you have Steven Spielberg saying that he wouldn't even attempt at doing something this good, that really tells you how good it is. So there's not much more I can say because I would not remotely spoil the plot. I wanted to jump on here and give you guys some fun facts. Tell you it's playing Saturday the 1st at 1 and 7:30. Again, it is a three-hour movie, so note for people with bad backs or foot problems, still go, but let the Seegerstrom know. They do have handicap seating and will accommodate you. They are a great staff. I saw things for a couple of years, a few years back. Tickets start at $49. For all the info, you can go to www.scfta.org. That's www.scfta.org. The Godfather, I guarantee you, you will be impressed. I guarantee you that if you see it at 1, you'll probably want to go see it again at 7:30. I know I would. So we will be back very soon with the review of it, so we can get you, whether we get you just going out to the Seegerstrom or checking out new music events or getting more into film, whatever happens, happens. It's all good. I'm going to sign off. And as always, whether you're listening to this at morning, noon, night, make sure and watch a good movie today. Most of all, peace.